I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be cooking a simple shredded beef sandwich.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 55 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're going to be talking about Tom's favorite food group, the sandwich.
The sandwich is deceptively simple. A couple pieces of bread and a single ingredient in between them, and you technically have got yourself a sandwich. But to truly appreciate a great sandwich, you need to layer some flavors and really meld it all together, as I've done with today's shredded beef sandwich.
But before we get to today's recipe, where did the sandwich come from, and who invented it? Legend has it that John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, was fond of gambling. And during a particularly grueling 24-hour stint at his table, he asked his cook to prepare him a dinner that he could easily eat without leaving his game. The cook came back with some sliced meat that sat between two pieces of toast, and the sandwich was born.
This story, like most food origin stories, is of course only partially true. The reality is that sandwiches had been around for over 1,000 years before Montagu claimed to invent them in 1762. In fact, we know that he himself had traveled to the Eastern Mediterranean during his time as the Earl of Sandwich. Here he was exposed to various sandwich-type dishes, everything from grilled pita stuffed with meat to small finger foods that included vegetables served in between two small pieces of bread. Montagu brought the idea of stacking ingredients between two pieces of bread back from his travels, and his staff began preparing the dish for him.
Montagu was known for spreading his so-called invention around town, and shortly after 1762, you would find sandwiches being served in pubs, restaurants, and the homes of the wealthy. But there are other recorded testimonies of the dish before Montagu would put his name on it. In fact, around this same time in Britain, pubs were serving bread and meat, which Edward Gibbons called a sandwich, in what is the first written record of that term being used. Gibbons was a scholar and historian who published a journal. In this journal, he noted that while dining at the Cocoa Tree, he noticed 20 or 30 first men in the kingdom, likely meaning politicians and lords of good standing, were eating cold meat and sandwiches. There is no record of where Gibbons himself first heard this term, so we do not know if there is any connection to Montagu or not.
And of course, the dish had been served for hundreds of years before it took on its now proper name. So what did people call it before calling it a sandwich? Well, it was simply bread and cheese or bread and meat. In fact, in our research, we found that the first ever recorded sandwich was made by Hillel the Elder, around rabbi who lived in the 1st century BC. He began the Passover custom of putting a mixture of nuts, apples, spices, and wine in between two slices of matzah, or unleavened bread. For those counting, that is more than 1,700 years before the Earl of Sandwich claimed his invention.
Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
Well, to get started on our smoked beef sandwich, I have here in front of me a 3.5-pound slab of chuck roast. We're using the chuck roast today because it's got a lot of fat in it, which turns into a lot of flavor, and it's really a pretty affordable cut. So this is something you can make pretty much any time, not just for a special occasion. Now, what we're going for today is not so much a barbecue kind of smoked beef, but a bit more savory flavor profile. So the plan is to take this chuck roast, get it seasoned up, and then we're going to take it out to the smoker and get some really nice color on the outside. Now, at some point in that process, we're going to wrap this whole thing up in foil, and at that time, we're going to add a few more ingredients, which we can talk about later, to help add to the flavor of what's going to become a savory smoked shredded beef sandwich. Now, to start off, I've got some Dijon mustard here. I'm just going to rub over the surface of the chuck roast, and this acts as our binder for our rub. So this helps the rub to stick to the meat. So a thin layer on all surfaces, and then we're going to hit it with our rub. Now this rub, of course, will include the recipe for that, but just to talk about where we're sort of headed with the flavors, you can almost think of like a Montreal steak seasoning, right? So it's a lot of savory stuff. Of course, salt's the number one ingredient, but then black pepper, some onion and garlic, coriander seed, which is one that I really like. And I like to break it down just a little bit in a mortar and pestle, or even just run it through the spice grinder real quick. We want it to be kind of chunky. I like the texture that gives on the outside, but we don't want giant seeds sticking out so that you're biting into a coriander seed or a mustard seed or something like that. So I'm just gonna shake this on pretty generously to the outside of the roast, kind of pat that in to make it stick. I'm not doing too much trimming to this roast today. It's got a pretty good amount of fat in it. And what's going to happen is the fat that melts down during the cooking process will just sort of melt into the meat. And the stuff that doesn't break down will pull out when we go to shred the meat. So trimming's not necessary at this point. We're going to get rid of some of that fat later, but I'm not going to spend any time trying to cut it off now. All right, so we've got this seasoned up. I'm just going to give it about 5 minutes to sit here and kind of let all of those seasonings attach themselves to the meat and soak in. And then when stuff starts to look a little bit wet on the surface, we'll know that this is ready to go out to the smoker. Well, today we're cooking on the Yoder Smokers YS640 pellet grill. Although you could do this recipe on any sort of smoker as long as you have an indirect setup and you can maintain that temperature at about 250 degrees. 225 to 275 is an ideal smoking range. I'm gonna go right in the middle of that. And speaking of that smoke, what I'm gonna go for today is a pecan and cherry wood smoke. I really like the pecan wood. I think it gives a great flavor. It's sort of middle of the road. It's not too overpowering. And then the cherry gives this really beautiful color on the outside. So what we end up with is this brown mahogany color on the bark that's really beautiful. And for now, it's just kind of set it and forget it. We don't want to mess with it too much. We're going to let it soak up some of that smoke. I'll be back in a couple of hours to check on the progress. Well, we're about 3.5 hours into this smoke now and been keeping a close eye on our chuck roast over the last hour or so. I really like where the color's at right now, so I'm going to take this off the grill to wrap it. Now, we're headed inside with the chuck roast because, like I mentioned before, there's a couple extra things we want to add to this wrap. We're going to start with 2 sheets of foil laid down here on our work surface. And right in the center of that, I'm gonna put down a yellow onion and a couple of poblano peppers that I've sliced fairly thin, kind of create a little bed for this chuck roast to sit on. So we'll transfer the chuck roast to the top of the veggies. And then here in a shaker, I've combined 1 cup of beef stock with a couple tablespoons of that Dijon mustard. I'm just gonna pour this over the top of the roast. This'll add a little bit of extra moisture to the meat as it cooks. And you may not need that full cup. I think I'm going to add about 3/4 of that cup. And then I'm just going to wrap this foil just as tightly as I can around the chuck roast. So what's going to happen at this point is that liquid that we've added, as well as the juices that come out of the chuck roast, are going to start to braise the piece of meat inside this foil pack and break down the onions and the peppers, and we'll get those flavors added to it as well. Now the finished product will be something that's even more flavorful because of those extra few ingredients that we've added. I'm gonna put this back onto the smoker now, and I'm gonna turn this up to about 325 because I want to expedite this cooking process. I'll be back to check on it in about 30 to 60 minutes. I do think we've got at least another hour left on this cook, and what we're looking to do is really break this piece of meat all the way down to where you can actually shred with a fork. The internal temperature likely past 200 degrees Fahrenheit on the internal, so we'll be back in a little bit to check on our roast. Well, we are now more than 2 hours into the wrapped cook time at almost 6 hours total cook time, and this chuck roast has finally relented and is breaking down. So I'm just opening up the foil here, and I've got some thermal gloves on and some nitrile so I can get my hands right in here and see that if I just start to work this meat a little bit, it's falling apart, and all those veggies underneath are nice tender. So I'm gonna pull this off the grill now. We're gonna head inside and make a sandwich. Now I've shredded up some of the beef here. It's sitting in the juices, so it's just staying super juicy, super moist. We're working in some of those onions and stuff. And I've got a couple slices of nice thick slices of sourdough bread here that I'm gonna spread some horseradish mayonnaise over. We'll go ahead and do both sides. This gives us a little moisture barrier because, like I said, the beef is really juicy. So let's throw down some of our beef here on the sourdough. Nice healthy portion. And we're gonna top that off with some grated sharp white cheddar. So lots of savory, a little bit of creamy going on here. We're just gonna finish this off on the griddle. Got a cast iron skillet heated up, and we're gonna put a little bit of butter down. And we'll get our sandwich right there on the butter. Of course, what we're looking to do here is get some melt on that cheese and get some toast on the bread. All right, I'm going in for the flip. Got a whole lot of sandwich going on here today. Well, everything's looking melty and toasted, so I'm gonna pull this out of the skillet, and this thing's ready to serve.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks a classic holiday turkey.